Democrats in many states, including New Jersey, have demanded that President Trump release his tax returns. California, by the way, even passed a law mandating that to get on the ballot in the state to run for president, your tax returns need to be made public. My next guest came up with a story idea involving, we call it turnabout being fair play. She requested the release of the tax returns of the members of the New Jersey Senate and Assembly. It revealed what the response was is a Trenton Bureau reporter for the USA Today Network, New Jersey, Stacey Barchenker. How are you today, Stacey?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
NorthJersey.com. You can read Stacey's work, who, along with Ashley Balzac, came up with an idea that no one ever thought of before. You asked it's a total of 119 state politicians in Trenton for their tax returns, because, as I said, it's been the cry for literally day one for President Trump to do the same. So out of the 119, what was the response?
We ultimately saw two lawmakers form.
Whoops. let's give credit to those who at least, you know, practice what they preach. Who were the two that came through?
Sure. So both Democratic Senators Troy Singleton of Burlington County and Linda Greenstein of Middlesex County were the ones who let us sit down and kind of page through their tax filings.
And it wasn't that you were looking for anything. It was just a matter of curiosity led one to go this route. You know, okay, this is what you want. How about if you step up to the plate and deliver as well? What were some of the reasons from those who did not come through?
Most of the lawmakers sent us statements through their party spokesmen that said, you know, they felt that the disclosure requirements that are already in place were sufficient. And those requirements are, you know, May 15th of each year, they have to file a 4-page document that says the sources of their income, things like gifts or reimbursements, and then they indicate in ranges, you know, how much income it is. In addition to, you know, asking them because they asked this of the president, you know, we have found that those forms really don't provide a lot of information. For example, they're debating a millionaire's tax, and there's no way to know if they would, who would have to pay. There's no way to know who of the lawmakers in Trenton would have to pay that. So we decided to ask them for their tax returns for that reason, too, just to see, you know, if anybody would take that extra step of transparency about their incomes.
Do those disclosure forms, you said the at least give some semblance of a insight into income sources, only because you did a related piece, too, about how many New Jersey lawmakers have second public jobs, some of the conflicts some of those jobs create. Do the disclosure forms detail those other jobs to any specific level?
So lawmakers have to list what their other public jobs are. And so we use those forms to identify about a third of lawmakers who also have other public paychecks. You know, they're getting two paychecks thanks to taxpayers, the $49,000 they get for work in Trenton, and then, you know, whatever their other public jobs are. And so we tracked those on the financial disclosure forms. But during our reporting, we found some errors, mostly like minor things. So we also sent public records requests to about 40 municipal governments, local agencies, just to verify that what was on the form was accurate.
And some of those second jobs, I think there were 12 that held second jobs with six-figure paychecks.
Yeah, about a dozen. You know, people think of a citizen legislature or a part-time legislature like we have in New Jersey as, like, made up of teachers and football coaches. And there are a couple of those in the legislature here, but a lot of them are those dozen people that have, you know, supervisory roles. They're municipal prosecutors, and they make six figures.
Now, there wasn't we were led to believe back during the Corzine years that this was going to be a practice that was going to be either curtailed, limited, or just flat out eliminated. But apparently, I guess in the state, there's a lot of grandmothers and grandfathers who had clauses that let them escape any any potential grandfathering out of that concept.
Yeah, so there, I mean, the state did enact reforms many years ago that said you couldn't hold two elected offices. So you couldn't be an elected mayor and also serve, you know, in the assembly. But it included that grandfather clause, like you mentioned. So we have four people who are still serving in both two elected offices. And there has been no, I guess, sort of crackdown on multiple government paychecks. So if you are not serving in an elected position in a local government, then you're good to go, and it's okay under New Jersey law.
This is just one of the examples. Assemblywoman Angelica Jimenez, who's a Democrat in Hudson, is paid $71,000 a year as a confidential aide. That's the job title at Hudson County's Consumer Protection Agency. She's held that spot since 2016, and that means as an assembly member, she would be expected to vote on state budgets, other measures that would relate to funding for Hudson County, so that benefits both her employer and the people who live in her districts. It's, I mean, I guess you can excuse it by saying I'm serving in a most balanced way possible, but that's a little too close in the bed for a lot of people's comfort.
Sure, a lot of the lawmakers, you know, that did talk to us. We called all 37 of them that fall into this category of, you know, getting multiple public paychecks. And a lot of them say that their jobs really help them in Trenton, that they're better in tune with the needs of constituents, or, you know, they know what municipalities need and how local governments are affected by what is being done in Trenton. Certainly good government groups would say, well, you know, how do you divide up your time? Are you sure that everybody is getting, you know, enough work and what you are being paid to do? So there's both sides of the coin.
Talking with Stacey Barchinger, who is the Trenton Bureau reporter for the USA Today Network, New Jersey. You can read her work at northjersey.com, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Going back to the tax form story and disclosure forms, has there ever been any effort to make those disclosure forms more detailed by any, I mean, it's self-policing, I know, and I realize who we're talking about in Trenton, but does anyone down there see the questions that vagueness raises?
You know, we actually haven't gotten a lot of feedback from the lawmakers themselves. The last major reform to disclosure requirements was back in 2004, so you're talking 15 years ago. And we're still working our sources to see, you know, if there's an appetite to make changes for the first time in a long time.
I mentioned California passed a law, which is being challenged now, by the way, mandating you're running on the ballot, running for president, you have to release your tax forms. Has New Jersey ever proposed a similar law?
Yeah, of course. And that, you know, in 2017, lawmakers filed a bill that would require presidential candidates to disclose their tax returns if they wanted to be on the ballot here in New Jersey and get our electoral college votes. And they have debated it for 3 years since then. So, you know, they actually passed it in both houses, but it was vetoed by Governor Christie, who kind of pointed to lawmakers as, you know, he essentially called on them to do as they say, not as they do.
That's an interesting concept. We should say, too, in your report, in your story, too, Governor Murphy does allow reporters to view a bind of his tax returns for a few hours each year. And yep. Christie before him did likewise, very public about it. So, again, it's a matter of, yes, some more people need to practice what they're preaching. And this is something that Stacy has revealed in the story along with Ashley Balzerzak with the Trenton Bureau for the USA Today Network. We've linked to the story as well, so you can check it out and maybe call upon the hypocrite that represents you in the either state assembly or the state senate. You can check the story out over at northjersey.com as well as at app.com. It's multiple platforms, and again, we've linked to it as well over at our page. We've been talking with one of the Trenton Bureau reporters to the USA Today Network, New Jersey, Stacey Barchinger, northjersey.com, app.com. You check out her work there. Stacey, thanks for being here today.
Thanks so much for having me.